Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived on Wednesday to Australia for a four-day visit. He has been to Australia before, but this visit to Australia by Benjamin Netanyahu marks the first of a serving Israeli Prime Minister.
I'm honored to be the first Israeli Prime Minister to officially visit Australia. God, it's been a long time coming. It celebrates, really, 100 years of friendship of Australia to the Jewish people and their state.
After some brief remarks where he and Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull spoke about the Australia-Israel relationship and working together on science and innovation projects, it was time for questions. Mr. Netanyahu was asked for his reaction by calls by former Labour Prime Minister Kevin Rudd and Bob Hawke for Australia to not only support two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but also to go a step further and formally recognize the Palestinian state. Benjamin Netanyahu says that any support for a Palestinian state must be contingent on the Palestinians recognizing Israel's right to exist.
We know that in the realities of the Middle East, if Israel is not there to ensure security, then that state very quickly will become another bastion of radical Islam. This is what I've been talking about, and I've been talking about it for 8 years. I said we have to make sure that the Palestinians recognize a Jewish state, and we have to ensure that Israel has the overriding security control of all the territories, all the territories. Other than that, I want the Palestinians to be able to govern themselves and to have all the freedoms to do so, but not the freedom to destroy the Jewish state. They have to recognize Israel, and Israel has to have the residual military control. That's my view. It hasn't changed.
Malcolm Turnbull says Australia's position remains unchanged.
We support an outcome which has two states, where Israelis, the Israeli people, the Palestinian people live side by side as a result of direct negotiations between them, and that is the fundamental point, and live together in peace and the security that they're entitled to expect.
Mr. Netanyahu also faced repeated questions over an ongoing investigation in Israel where the National Anti-Fraud Unit is examining allegations that he and his 25-year-old son Yair received gifts, including holidays, from Australian billionaire James Pecker. Both leaders were asked to address the issue, with Mr. Netanyahu grilled on what Mr. Pecker wanted in return and on the nature of the relationship.
I think nothing will come of it because there is nothing there except friendship, which is a good thing.
In the meantime, Australian and Israeli travelers are set to benefit from a new codeshare agreement between Qantas and El Al. David Maimon, president of El Al, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Malcolm Turnbull, Gareth Evans, CEO of Qantas International, signed a special agreement. Customers of both airlines will be able to book on select flights operated by the other, as well as earn and redeem frequent flyer points. The partnership focuses on linking Qantas flights between Australia and Asia to El Al's flight between Asia and Israel. It will also connect Qantas flights from Sydney to Johannesburg with El Al services from Tel Aviv to the South African city. Under the agreement signed this week, Qantas plans to add its QF code to El Al operated flights to three Qantas destinations, Hong Kong, Bangkok and Johannesburg, and Tel Aviv. El Al plans to add its code to Qantas services that operates between Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Hong Kong, between Sydney and Bangkok, and between Sydney and Johannesburg. The highlights of Netanyahu's visit for me was his address to the community at the Central Synagogue in Sydney. I attended this address and it was incredible to see our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull welcoming so warmly and with so much friendship the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Malcolm Turnbull went out of his way to express his friendship. He says shalom, and he called the 2,000 Jews that gathered at the Central Synagogue to meet the Israeli Prime Minister. He said, "We are all big mishpacha. You are my mishpuche, and I'm in the heart of the mishpuche here at the Central Synagogue, and I feel so heimishet to be here." So that was not Netanyahu saying that. That was Malcolm Turnbull. Netanyahu obviously got standing ovation from the crowd, a lot of Jews and also non-Jews that packed to capacity the central synagogue to see, to be witness, to be part of this historic moment. I must say that it was indeed a special moment to see Netanyahu and Sarah Netanyahu sitting in the same row with Lucy and Malcolm Turnbull, with the former Prime Minister Tony Abbott was there, former Prime Minister John Howard, so many parliamentarians, was Josh Frydenberg, also Michael Denby, the Jewish members of parliament. It was indeed incredible for me to be part of the gathering at the Central Synagogue. But also, almost 1,000 people have gathered in Sydney to condemn Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he made his historic visit to Australia. A police helicopter hovered overhead as protesters at the town hall criticized the Australian government's support of Mr. Netanyahu, who was described by speakers as a racist. This protester urged Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to make a stand over Palestinian issue.
We should not expect the Palestinians who are the occupied to go into negotiations with the occupier. You do not expect someone to go into negotiations with a gun to their head. It is up to countries like Australia to take a stand against Israel.
Mr. Netanyahu, flying back to Israel today after his visit here, must mention that he also visited Moriah College, the Jewish day school in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. And I think that those kids at school will always remember this incredible visit of the two prime ministers, the Israeli prime minister and Australian prime minister, coming to the school. And they performed the Hatikvah and, of course, the Australian National Anthem for the dignitaries who spoke to them. And more about the visit, you can go to our website, go to our Facebook, SBS Shalom Australia Facebook. We've got a few posts, photos, and anything you want to know about the visit of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu in Australia.